Have you ever thanked God for the weeping and the wailing, the sweet joys missed and the pure aims crossed? There will come a day, I believe, when the whole pattern is unfolded to us. Then we will know that we should have thanked Him, because He always knows what He's doing.
Elizabeth Elliot says, "I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful. Which are you? Which am I?" Welcome to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, helping you find joy in your Christian walk with the Savior today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about learning to give thanks for everything. Thanks for everything. First of all, I want to read you a wonderful story from my friend, Nay Bailey. This appeared in Dr. Chuck Swindoll's paper. Nay Bailey is a dear friend of mine. Her first name is spelled N-E-Y. She's been traveling and speaking for many years under the auspices of Campus Crusade, and I think she's on Dr. Swindoll's board. But this is her story. Robbed. It had happened to the Apostle Paul on his missionary journey, and now it had happened to me. After 5 days of God pouring out His blessing in various meetings, my friend was saying goodbye to me as I boarded the evening train in Gdansk, Poland, to head back to Warsaw. Two men offered to help lift my suitcase onto the train. I realize now it was a classic sting operation, as one man distracted me while the other unzipped my bag. He stole my travel folder with airline tickets, passport, traveler's checks, English and Polish money, and swoosh, he jumped off the train before I knew what had happened. The train was pulling out of the station, so my friend couldn't hear me as I tried to yell through the closed window, "They stole my passport!" How did I feel? Shocked, stunned, overwhelmed, and terrible. The last thing in the world I felt about this incident was thankfulness. But I took a deep breath and said, "Lord, I choose with my will to thank You for this, and trust that somehow You are going to work it together for my good. Lord, I have unbelief as I ask this, but I ask You in the power and authority of Jesus' name that they will throw it down, and somehow I will get it back." In the years before, I had learned that faith is not a feeling. In fact, parenthesis here, I know that Ney wrote a book called Faith is Not a Feeling. It is a choice that I make to take God at His word. I had learned that His word is truer than any situation I would ever experience. Lord, I need You to minister to my spirit. I reached for my little daily light book, and these were the verses which comforted my heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Again, I prayed, "Lord, there is no way that I can lean on my own understanding and figure this out. I do trust You. I acknowledge You and trust You to direct my paths." Subsequent verses brought a smile to my face. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And I said, "Lord, thank You that my heart was not in that travel folder. My heart is with You. You are my treasure." He was putting things into perspective for me. I whispered, "Lord, I don't know exactly who this is for, but I'm going to witness to everyone I talk to in the process of reporting my loss. Maybe You want someone to come to know You through all this." So I gave tracts to a Polish businessman I met on the train, people at the American Embassy, staff of the American Express office, and the Warsaw police. Every official I met with, in my attempt to replace what I needed, assured me that I would never see my things again. I was overjoyed 48 hours after the robbery when I had my travel folder back. It had indeed been turned into the police in Gdansk, and they sent it on to me on the express train to Warsaw. Everything was there except some of the traveler's checks and $60 in cash. Even my friends who live in Poland said they had heard of countless thefts like mine, but they had never heard of anyone getting their things back. Now, does it make sense to thank God for everything? Nay's story would certainly convince you that it does. But then you suppose you try it, and it, quote, doesn't work for you, unquote. Now listen to the last paragraph in Ney's story. If I had never seen that folder again, I would still cling to the trustworthiness of God. But those in the police department, the American Embassy, and the American Express office who don't know him saw why Christians pray and what God did. I trust God will use this incident to draw some of them to himself. Now let's look at Scripture. Does the Bible tell us anything about this? Let's look at Ephesians 5, verse 20. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Straightforward and simple, isn't it? Always, everything. I had a letter some months ago from a woman who had always trusted and obeyed, but there was a whole avalanche of troubles and trials, including the death of her father. She said, I let the cares of life suck the very life out of me. I began to try to control everything and couldn't, so I got discouraged, I complained, was disillusioned, I allowed unbelief to come in, I stopped all spiritual discipline. And then her question to me was, did you ever wrestle with your faith in the midst of grieving? My answer to that question is yes, I have wrestled with my faith in the midst of grieving. But if she means have I ever doubted the existence of God or doubted whether God loved me, I would have to say no. I really don't believe that I have ever doubted the existence of God or the love of God. But suppose I had. The darkness still is God. He's here. He can't be far away. It takes bare faith to believe that. It certainly took bare faith for Nay Bailey to choose with her will to thank the Lord for the theft of all those irreplaceable papers. Irreplaceable, seemingly. But can you imagine airline tickets, passport, traveler's checks, English and Polish money? But she said, I ask you in the power and authority of Jesus' name that they will throw it down and somehow I will get it back. Must have been what happened. Somebody turned it into the police station. In everything, give thanks. I want to read from E. Scudder, whoever he or she is. For blessings of the fruitful season, for work and rest, for friends and home, for the great gifts of thought and reason, to praise and bless thee, Lord, we come. Yes, and for weeping and for wailing, for bitter hail and blighting frost, for high hopes on the low earth trailing, for sweet joys missed, for pure aims crossed. Have you ever thanked God for the weeping and the wailing, the sweet joys missed and the pure aims crossed? There will come a day, I believe, when the whole pattern is unfolded to us. Then we will know that we should have thanked him because he always knows what he's doing. And some of his greatest mercies are his refusals. Some of God's very greatest mercies are his refusals. And Orville Dewey wrote this, notwithstanding all that I have suffered, notwithstanding all the pain and weariness and anxiety and sorrow that necessarily enter into life, and the inward errings that are worse than all, I would end my record with a devout thanksgiving to the great author of my being. For more and more am I unwilling to make my gratitude to him what is commonly called a thanksgiving for mercies, for any benefits or blessings that are peculiar to myself or my friends or indeed to any man. Instead of this, I would have it to be gratitude for all that belongs to my life and being, for joy and sorrow, for health and sickness, for success and disappointment, for virtue and for temptation, for life and death, because I believe that all is meant for good. It takes bare faith in the midst of our temptations and sicknesses and sorrows. And my heart does go out to you who are sick. I'm sure that some are listening to me who are sick in bed, maybe in a hospital. I really don't know very much about sickness. I've never had a serious illness in my life. But when I get the least bit sick, as I did just recently, feeling just slightly weak and off color, it just looks as though the whole world has suddenly turned black and nothing's going to work and everything's just meaningless and worthless. Well, if it's like that with such slight illnesses, I can't put myself in the place of you who are really suffering deep pain. I have a friend right now, the mother of four children, who is seriously ill in the hospital. And of course, I think not only of her suffering physically, but I think of her suffering for her children as she imagines what might happen if she should die. And those little children, so dependent on her. There are all kinds of suffering, aren't there? Have you learned to give thanks for everything? That's what that verse says. Some of the older translations say, in everything give thanks, and I used to make a distinction there. I would say, well, we're not supposed to give thanks for everything. But I do believe that there's never a thing which touches our lives for which we cannot thank God, because ultimately He can turn even the worst things into the best. Remember, He turned the worst thing that ever happened in human history into our salvation. The cross of Jesus Christ, the worst thing transformed into the best thing.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.